Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at that. Ooh. The double queen wave, or what do they call that?
I don't know.
Royal wave? Double royal.
It's the
Double
Tracy
royal.
wave. Hey,
The Tracy
guys.
wave. Woo! Tiffany, let's see your wave. And we have as our question master, Tiffany.
Hello. Just imagine my wave. I think she's doing this. That's how I imagine it.
Little too chaotic. I don't think so.
Whatever. You said imagine it. That's what I'm doing.
True.
Or you could come live with us and then everyone could see your wave.
1 million viewers.
I'm on, you guys. Bring some friends. Let's get these numbers up.
She's serious. Oh, that's great. Okay, tell us where you're from, everybody. I've got to get on track here. tell us where you're from, and then you're lighting up your part of the grid. Super, uber, uber important. So do that thing. Do your part.
Do the thing.
Plus, we love to see where you're all from.
That
And
true, but
that's just mind-blowing just to
do
see
your
where you're all coming
thing.
from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Light up
And
the world.
great. Yeah, light up that world. Tracy, what do you have to tell them?
That sounds like a game show or something. I feel like I could be Vanna White right now. Okay, you guys. Well, what I would like to tell you is if you would like to be a winner on our show, what that looks like is you put a question in the chat and you use Tiffany in capital letters because she's our moderator. There's Gally for you.
Look
And
how much he's
my animals know
grown.
no boundaries tonight. They're taking
He
turns
has
picking them, I guess.
grown.
Yes, he's getting big.
Oh my goodness, you're a big boy.
Well, I think he's on a table, Mom.
Yeah, but I mean, even his head, his neck, all that's bigger.
He's bigger. Yeah. But he's getting all growed up. You can go now.
Like, but I want to be part of the show. Can I say hi? Come, hi, Gally.
This is
Hi, Gally.
Gally. He's come
Hello.
to give us his cute face. And he thinks that he gets to stay here. I made a mistake of one time giving him a treat when he came up like that. Now it's a forever thing.
Like treats are here now, right? Yeah.
Let's get back to how you become a winner. A winner in life. You put Tiffany in capital letters, you ask a question, and then she'll read it to us. And that's how you win. Because then we're going to tune in, and we're going to see what comes to us to say. So, yeah, it's like winning the lottery kind of when that
It is.
happens.
Yeah.
So.
It is. Why
So get
not?
your questions in the chat. Would love to hear from you.
If you don't, then Gally's gonna just put his paw on whatever name.
Yeah, he's just going to keep reaching up and
Yeah. And then we'll pick whoever we're gonna pick on you.
yeah. I wonder how long he'll stay there.
He's fine.
Yeah.
I think
He's
he's
being
cool little
good.
mascot.
It's cute. We should get him a little Metaphysical Hour t-shirt or
There
something.
we go.
Yeah, that made
They
it
leave as
way
soon as we start embracing them within the show.
what should we start dressing him? He's out.
Going to go mess with
Yeah, he's gonna go
the
mess with the cats. That is something in my background that will happen. The animals will join our show. So, anyways, ask those questions, get those in there, put where you're from, and then ask a question. Put on
Yep.
your thinking caps. What would you like to know? What would you like us to tune into? We would like to do that for you. So we're in Mercury in retrograde. Is anybody feeling that?
I think we were noticing a lot more last, maybe it was the beginning of this week. We were noticing things, but I'm not noticing so much now. But there's a lot of technology and communication and all the trademark stuff that happens.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, we are. We're here.
We're experiencing it on a big level over here.
Okay.
So my mom went into the doctors or into the hospital and she had to be there for 3 days. They were giving her some antibiotics for an infection. They sent her home. They were supposed to put her on 11 days of these antibiotics. And somehow, whether it was a doctor writing it wrong or the pharmacy filling it wrong, she got 11 doses versus 11 days. And she was supposed to take it four
Big
times a day.
difference. Yeah.
Big difference. So when it ran out, she thought she was done. So the infection didn't get cleared up. So then we were in the ER again. So then they go, oh, we see what happened. You didn't get it. It wasn't 11 days, it
Right.
was 11 doses. So they sent her home with the proper time frame. But because of the particular type of infection that she has, she was supposed to get 1,000 milligrams, and they gave her 500, which would be typical. But because of the type of infection, blah
They
blah blah,
wanted to,
how her
they hit it
body
hard.
absorbs it,
Yeah.
they needed to increase the dose, which the first doctor did that, but didn't get the right amount of pills to her. The second doctor got the right amount of pills, but not enough in the dose. So it still wasn't working for her. So then it started getting scary because we're like, it's not working. So third trip to the ER, we got this doctor going, you're probably not going to like us anymore. Keeps going on. But anyways, we got it figured out what it was, got it all done. And I was like, that's a hard ball game, Mercury. That was a lot. And it was scary because, the infection wasn't going away. So it was a scary thing too. So I just want to know, is anybody else feeling it that intensely? It
But you know,
was.
but that's one of the things. That's one of the classic things. They say just really scrutinize, like if you're doing contracts, check all the details, make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and that would be that kind of a thing. You know, you've got to double check, triple check those details.
Really do.
Wow.
So, anyways, life has been happening over here, and it's been, it's
Yeah.
been a little intense, but everything seems to be going good now and back on track. And it's like, oh
Good.
my goodness. So much fun. So, what is it that my favorite saying? Well played, Mercury. That was leveling it up a little bit. Let's not play with medicine anymore. Maybe that would be good. So,
Yeah, that's yeah.
yeah. Anyway, so that's what's been going on over here. And sleepy. I've been so sleepy too. And
Well,
I know the solar flares will do that. And
and there was an eclipse in there too. I was real sleepy one day,
Eclipse.
and it was like, gosh, why am I so tired? And then Jenny and I were talking later in the day, and she said, I'm so tired. It's that eclipse. I'm like, oh, I didn't even put the two together. I was like, I've been tired, but I didn't. I was just like, I'm just tired.
That night of the eclipse was the third trip to the ER, by the way. And I was
There you go.
like,
I was gonna say,
that
I didn't wonder
full
when that
moon.
was
It's a full
happening.
moon and an
Yeah.
eclipse. Is that playing into why the ER is
I
all over
think it
the place?
is. I
It's
think
just
you had a
crazy.
lot of stuff going on there.
But yeah, anyways, I'm ready to just crawl into a little den and hibernate. And I know I go through this in the wintertime anyways. It seems, I live in Oregon where it's rainy and cloudy and stuff, and that kind of hibernates, makes me want to hibernate. But anyway, so that's what's going on with me. And you guys, I'm leaving next week for Egypt, so you're not going to see me for a couple of weeks. We're not sure if we're just gonna show back up in 3 weeks or how that's gonna work,
Yeah,
but
or if I'll have special guests on or something,
yeah,
we'll see.
something will happen. You'll either get reruns or special guests.
Yep.
But anyways, for anyone that's worried about Egypt, I've been getting a lot of messages from very loving people. We've been in full contact with our people over there, and everything has been safe. And the airports are running as regular and all the things, and we are taking all the precautions. We're not going to do something to put ourselves in danger. So I just want to put that out there because a lot of people do know we're going to Egypt. And
Just yeah, trust, trust.
yeah. So.
Was really interesting the first time I went to Egypt, and I went. I mean, this is really talking about how we're always protected, we're always fine, you know. But I went over there, and I don't remember if I knew about the stuff that was going on at the time because this is quite a few years ago. But there were some things happening, and so tourism had just stopped. And so then they were, and I was just there, and they're like, please start tell people that come back. It's all okay now. You know, where everything's fine. And, but it was nice for me because there weren't many people anywhere. I loved it, you know, and they're like, they said, everything's desolate. There's no people. And that's their livelihood, you know, is there's
Really
tourism.
is. They're
And they'll
very
tell.
protective of their tourists, so they're not
And they
going to
said, tell
fire the
people,
tourists.
it's safe to come back. Tell people. I'm like, okay. And when I left, it was like within a week, stuff started up again. It was like I came in this little window of time that was perfectly safe when I was there. Everything was wonderful, but then it started up again. It was going before and it was going after, and I just came right in the middle of it. Not even thinking about it. I wasn't aware. But see, I'm not aware of a
Well,
lot
we
of
go
those
back
things.
to we're creating our own experiences there, right? So because you were not in awareness of any of this other stuff going on, you brought that bubble with you, and during that time you were there, there was nothing
It
to
was all
worry about
fun.
because you created that reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited. It's going to be fun. And yeah, we're getting the same message from everyone that's over there. Rather they're people that live there or even other tourists are making videos telling people, it's okay over here. So it's good. We're excited about that. So let's see. Anything else? I didn't look at the
Okay.
energy going
That
on,
was
so
fun.
I
Well,
don't
we kind
know.
of did an energy thing. I mean, how do you feel?
Yeah, how
What's
do you guys
happening?
feel? Because it's woo. I might start nodding off. I might, who knows? But yeah. So all kinds of changes. I know that there's a lot of people going through changes, either they're moving or jobs or different things are going on. Not I haven't had a lot of people with relationships changing, but I've had a lot of people that are either changing location. That seems to be like the big one going on, or changing jobs or looking for something different with that. But it's change. It's in the air. This is it. So, are you guys
Why
going
not?
through changes? Don't forget Tiffany in capital letters in the
Yeah,
next episode.
absolutely. Tiffany, you ready to tell us where everybody's from?
There's
Is anybody out there? Hello, hello, hello.
a few.
Anybody, not you, Tiffany. I mean these people. I mean anybody out there in the
They're out there.
world? Are they? Yay.
Come on in. Okay, Tiffy. Let's hear. She's got a scratchy voice, so we're sending her a voice love.
We're sending her honey.
Yeah.
We have Florida, Seattle, Canada, another Canada, New Hampshire, the Netherlands, Canada, Florida, Oregon, Tasmania, Virginia, Kansas, Georgia, New York, Boston, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Florida, Minnesota, Idaho, Kansas, San Francisco, Central Missouri,
Ooh, okay.
Australia, Norway, Illinois, New Zealand, Long Island, Nova Scotia, Tennessee, Connecticut, Australia,
Love
Michigan, Indiana, sorry, Scotland.
Wow.
Everywhere. This is so cool. Do you see, guys see how cool that is?
Everywhere.
Exactly. It's so amazing.
San Antonio, Texas. Don't
Okay.
worry.
It.
I love it. Is there any more? Do you want to share more?
There are more. You mean keep going? Keep going.
Yeah. We have North Carolina, Toronto, another San Antonio, Florida, Utah, New
We were
Jersey,
just in Utah.
California, Pennsylvania, Maine, Virginia, Washington, South Australia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, Texas, Scotland, Virginia, and Tennessee.
Cool.
I hope it's the same person saying it over and over again, and I just read it like nine times.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's all your different dimensional selves. I was
Maybe
going to
they
say
got all the
personalities, but
personalities or
I'd rather
something.
say dimensional selves.
There we go. Yeah, I like it. Okay, beautiful. Thank you guys for telling us where you're
Yes.
from. Do you want to make any
Yeah,
announcements?
I do. I was just thinking this would be a good time to do that probably. We have officially settled on our yes for our retreat. We can make the announcement now. We just signed the contract with the venue, and so it's locked in, and that's what we always have to wait for until we can make an announcement. We don't have all the fine agenda details. We have a rough agenda, but it's not, so don't bank on that yet. That'll be a little bit coming out. And we will have everything up on the website soon. But I just want to give you, we have the location and we have the dates, so you can go ahead and at least mark that in your calendars and get ready. And then we'll have it on the website very soon, so you can go ahead and register and come. But we're going to do it in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Very
Yay.
cool. It's a really cool place that we're going to do it at, and it will be on the Labor Day weekend, next this year, not next year, it's this year. We're already in this year. So it'll be September 3rd to the 7th. So that gives you, it's like 6 months away.
All right.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool. We're
It
calling
will.
in our little ET buddies, and I had a dream that I was looking outside the window and all these people were looking up, and like crowds of people were looking up.
Ooh.
I was like, what are they looking at? And I'm looking, and I can't see because I'm in the building that it's up above. And then finally it comes over, and it was a cloud shaped like a UFO, and there was like blinking lights within it, but it was low enough that you could actually see the UFO within the
Cool.
cloud. And then
I'm
it just went
yeah.
and took off.
Oh,
And I was
okay.
like, whoa. And then I think I woke up. So maybe I was actually on the UFO and I just got
Could
dropped
be.
off. I
I had a
don't
dream
know.
similar to that a while back. It's been quite a while, but do you remember Close Encounters of the Third Kind, when he's in that one scene where it's like the first one as you see it, and that's where he's in that truck and it's like all the things are going crazy and then it gets quiet and he does like that and it's coming over. That was what I had my dream. It was similar, like that. I was in the house or something, and it was something. It's like I'm looking and it's black. It's like black against black, but then you can see black moving and probably some little lights or something. But it was like it was a craft, and so real.
And I remember thinking in the dream, as you were saying that, it reminded me. I remember thinking in the dream, oh, I see these clouds all the time. And then, it's made very obvious it's a ship. And I'm like, oh.
All the time.
All the time. So don't let those clouds fool you.
No.
So, anyways, that's my story.
So cool.
Are we ready for questions?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Tiffany, do we have questions?
We sure do.
Wonderful.
Ooh, hey.
Tiffany, I have been very listless with little energy or enthusiasm for the past couple of weeks now. I've grown quite jaded with life and I'm quite discouraged. How can I lift my spirits and move on?
Part of that, I
Well,
think, is that astrology that we've been talking
I
about.
think so. I was just going to say, I think that some of the stuff we're talking about here just now, it's like there's stuff going on, and so that
Yeah,
can be affected.
let's 5D this, New Earth this. And I think the astrology is just helping to support the New Earth. As we're all leveling up, we shed these parts that aren't working. But remember, these have been part of us probably our whole lives and maybe even lifetimes. And so we're trying to shed this part that isn't compatible with the new earth or 5D. And so how do you do that? It comes to the surface and it does feel kind of heavy at times. So navigating through that, something that was brought to my attention today was doing toning through the chakras. And just moving energy that way to kind of bring the chakras back into alignment. This energy that we have that is our soul, oftentimes, especially as light workers, we're out here, with our energy, and we're trying to do the best we can, and we want to help people, and we want to be of service, and our energy is out here. And what I've been being told is to bring it in and just remember, everyone is on their journey. So we don't have to fix anything for anybody. It's good to be there if you want to be there for someone, but don't carry that burden for them. The way that that was described to me through the Arcturians is that when we when we take on other people's burdens, sorrows, whatever he has, the empath, we're not helping them. We're actually amplifying that energy. And so if you want to help somebody, don't go home and feel bad for their situation. Go home and, send them love or do that chakra clearing, like I was saying, and then send out that energy to them in whatever way is in the highest best for them. Because remember, they're trying to learn something from that experience, and you're learning something from it too, because hopefully you're learning not to take it on and carry it. But, just send out the most positive intention you can and just call in whatever is in the highest good for them to receive and send that. And doing some of those exercises, one of the things I'll ask people when they feel this way, and so I want you to do this right now. Close your eyes, and this is for anyone that might be feeling this way. I'm going to ask a question, you're going to get a number. What percentage of that belongs to other people? And if it's a high number, ask your team to help you release that. You don't need to carry that. And then there's usually a percentage left, and you can look at what percentage of what's left belongs to old belief systems, old constructs, things that aren't serving you anymore. And just see what you can just decide to release and let go and let heal. You don't need to carry it anymore. So it's showing up for you. Yeah.
Something else I'm getting is that where the listlessness might be in coming in is that we're moving at different paces, the different parts of us are shifting and growing at different paces. And so sometimes we might be over here in one, and it's hard for me to kind of classify where it is, but it's like maybe one frequency or shifting and growing with the emotions or the spiritual or the mental, and then the physical always comes up last. And it could be that it's like it knows it's got to catch up, or it's just, I get this feeling it's just trying to catch up. And so maybe other parts are getting a little impatient while the other, it's like, come on, let's get together because I know I want to move. I'm ready to go. But we all have to get caught back up. And then you'll have this shoom, this big, big leap.
It's sometimes, we're all sitting here going, man, I'm really tired, and it's like, and last time we were talking about this on, I think we one of the realizations is that we had is that we're doing that because we're doing a lot of work outside of our bodies. And so our bodies are wanting to sleep because we're needing to be out doing things. So that could be part of it too.
It's also part of that catching up thing. The body, it has its own way of
There's a lot of
shifting
energy moving through us.
a lot of it. Yes,
Needs to
yes.
rest. Yeah.
Cool.
Very good. All right. Butterfly in the sky.
This one kind of goes off of that, so I don't know if you want to expand or if you feel like you've already answered this, but beautiful butterfly Tiffany in the sky.
Let's expand on that.
Yeah. My sister came at me preaching Catholic religion to me, trying to discredit QHHT. How can I release the negative energy it created for me?
I would look at why you felt negativity, that you see that started a reaction in you. So that's something for you to look at within yourself. And so I would look at what it is that you're wanting. That's why you had that happen. So you could look at this yourself. It's maybe it's old feelings, my old attachments, whatever. It's old stuff that you're probably wanting to deal with and get rid of. So, or let it go. So look at it that way rather than this is negative. I don't want to deal with it. I want it out of my life. It's like, no, it's something you have asked to present to yourself so that you can look at it. And so be like, why is this showing up for me now? What am I trying to do here?
Hundred
Maybe
percent.
you need to clear this out to be able to move forward with your practice.
Remember, it's showing up for you, and your sister played that role, and she did a very good job of it. It worked. You got activated by
Gotta
that.
love these siblings.
Yeah. So there's something there for you to heal from, possibly your background or
Yeah,
belief systems.
exactly.
Yeah. So thank her for her service.
However you want to do it. It doesn't have to be in person. It can be on this mental, emotional level, something, however works for you. But
It's a beautiful moment to realize there's something there. What did that mean to me when she said that? What did that mean,
yes.
you know, when I respond, when I reacted to that? What was that feeling and that reaction? So, you know, we all get to do this. Julia and I and Tiffany, we all do this too. You know, it's like,
Yes.
why is that happening? And then, oh yeah, let's go through the steps and see if we can find it. So
Yeah.
yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it's fun to see these pieces of ourselves that we keep pulling out from the depths. It's like, where did you come from?
Yeah, remember that doesn't that frequency doesn't go to
Right. Okay, I don't know who froze here.
5D, so
Okay.
it's showing up for us so that we can acknowledge it. And
Yeah.
am I back?
I don't know. Did I
Yeah.
freeze or I mean, you froze to me. Did I freeze to you? Okay.
Everyone's
You did
good now.
freeze to me.
Okay.
It might have been on my end. We switched to a what was supposed to be a faster speed internet with the same company, and ever since we got the new router, okay,
Good.
it was me.
Yeah.
What I was saying was so important they had to freeze it.
I think it was to show
That
us
moment.
this is how things work. They hold until you learn and then you move, and that's going on back on the other one. It's like we're holding and catching all up, and then boom, we can go.
Maybe we didn't freeze. Maybe we jumped timelines.
That's what it felt like.
Live. We jumped
Not?
live. What would have been really cool is if one of the animals was in a different spot or something when it came back on. That would have been
Yeah.
fun.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready for another question?
Yes.
Yay. Little Goldilocks in the clouds.
Oh, Goldilocks.
Why not? Why not? It's what
Wait,
popped in.
hopefully there's not scary bears.
Never know.
Can you ladies give us any insight on the 144 light workers, please? Is there a mass awakening slash calling going on right now with these individuals?
I have never been one to jump on the 144 things, so I'm not going to be that resource for
No,
you.
and I think I know that number 144, and I think I've heard 144,000. I'm never one to jump on anything that tries to separate a section of people as anything, you know, something different or special or anything like that. I feel like we are all special. We are all in this game, and we are all vitally important, and we are playing our parts. So I don't know what that is referring to, but I'd rather not. I just don't do that. I just don't. I'm like you. I don't want to go there where we're trying to separate and divide, because that is not what we're all about. That's not what the whole new frequency and dimension is all about. You know, it's all
Right.
work together. You know, it's no more of this. And I think it's interesting how we you know, making, you know, it's like we got to stop segregation. We got to stop all these things. And then things. And
Created.
I'm not picking on you, but it's like, but then we'll find something else, and in this metaphysical world, we'll find something else even. It's like, do you not see that you're doing the very same thing? You're
You're doing
still
the very same
separating
thing.
and dividing, and so let's just, can we, you know? Yeah, I agree with you. I don't even want to go there. I don't know. I've heard different things, but I just rather not go there. I don't like them. Even like, well, I'm a light worker. I'm a this. I'm a grid
I'm a
worker.
light
I'm a
worker.
one of the waves. See, all that's even
I'm a
still, you're
very
trying to, it's just
powerful being.
labels.
We're
These
all
are
very powerful
labels.
beings.
We are who are playing our parts.
Yeah. And I know that there's some stages to everything, and you know, as we move through those stages, it's exciting to discover parts of who we are. And I understand that excitement, but we're all that. Every one of us are that. And yeah, you know me, I like to teach that and see, I'll show you. You can do this. You can do this. And so,
Yeah, absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah.
But
And,
anyway,
and I'm please don't feel like I'm picking on you. Thank you for asking that question. It's really good because I feel like that brings us to this other point of, even though it's metaphysical, it's still doing the same thing. And I want people to understand that.
Okay. Tiffany?
Well, what about the second question talking about is there a mass awakening calling going on right now, if you just strip the rest of it?
Well, absolutely. There it has been for quite a while. And every time we see calamities going on, that's its purpose, is to wake us up. Because that seems to be one of the best ways to wake people up. It's that's when the universe is shaking us by the shoulders. It's like, will you wake up? It's got to shake the ground we're walking on. It's got to completely shake our belief systems, completely shake our norms. And then we start going, what the heck? We can't believe the things we always believed in. When this is happening, our belief systems are completely shaken up. So we have to look. We have to start asking questions. What else is there? What else is going on? See, and then we're open for our truths to come in, and that's the awakening.
One of the things that I've noticed lately, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to put the right words to it, but I'm going to try, is I've noticed that things that rabbit holes that I went down years ago, before you and I were even friends, far, far way back, these rabbit holes that I would go into and learn things and all this stuff. And then I was told, don't go down any more rabbit holes, no more news, nothing. You're cut off of that now. You did it. You had that experience. Now move on. And so then for years, I haven't gone down those rabbit holes. And just recently, somebody approached me and they're like, well, I've been going down all the rabbit holes. And everything that they were saying was the exact same things that were happening years ago when I went down the rabbit holes. I'm like, nothing's
Interesting.
changed.
No.
Oh, it's just one of the phases of awakening. It's not going to change.
Yeah, it's just it
It's
works.
yeah,
So
it works. It's the same stories, maybe different faces on the stories, but the same stories and the same thing. Human trafficking was in the rabbit holes back then. And threats of war and this and that and all the secret things and the Anunnaki and the this and the that and
All the
all of it.
conspiracy, that's the word,
All the conspiracy
conspiracy.
stuff, it was all the same. And I'm like, this is real. And it was hitting me funny, like this real surreal moment. I realized, oh, okay, this is just part of this cycle that keeps going for this awakening. It's part of, for lack of better words, it's part of the program.
Well, exactly. What I'm getting is, as you're saying, it's like the world, all this stays the same. The only thing changing is
Is that,
you. You're the one
you're
that's
repeating
shifting
that
out of it, and it's
information.
just sitting there repeating, 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 repeating.
Yeah. So I don't know if it brings comfort to anybody that, it's like, again, we're creating our own realities where we're putting our energy. I was putting my energy into those conspiracy things. They were very, very real for me. And then when I pulled my energy out of that and focused on something else, it was like, oh, that's not happening anymore.
Isn't
But
it
apparently
amazing?
it is for someone else. It's still happening, but it's not happening in my reality
Exactly.
anymore.
And that's amazing when that realization hits. It's like, what? I'm really creating my
You just
reality.
listen to nothing else from Julia. Listen to that. Because she was the one that kept doing that to me. She would be like, well, that's not in my reality. That's not my world.
My world. Not in my
My
world. Not
world.
in my
And
world.
I'd be like, is she just living in a cloud? Is she like,
Head in the
yeah, what's going on? And so then I thought, well, what the heck? So I just kept, not putting my attention on that. And it's profound.
It is. It really is.
It's like your world will be joyful and happy and easy until somebody pops in and tries to initiate you into that reality. And it's like, huh,
Yeah, but then
I
it's your
figured it
choice,
out.
but you know, it's your choice to take it up. I mean, you might find yourself getting caught up in a little bit, but then it's like, no, wait a minute, that's not what I believe, or that's not what I do. And then it's easy to get right back out because you that's not your pattern anymore.
Yeah.
But you can recognize it. It's like, oh,
So,
I see where you're at.
exactly. Yeah. Anyways, I just thought that was something to share because, shift your perspective, shift what you're focusing on. It, for me, it just always falls back to everything is your mirror. So if this is where your attention is, what is it trying to tell you? It's got a message for you. It's not about what you think is happening outside of yourself in the world, because what you're seeing is actually a mirror of something going on inside of you, a belief system, a judgment, or whatever it might be that you're doing somewhere where you're not receiving yourself, where you're not being kind to yourself. It is telling you something. So whatever you're finding yourself overwhelmed with, like how, again, you might be saying, Julia and Tracy have their head in the sand. We're saying to
I've been
you,
accused of all of
right. We're
it.
going to say, we invite you to look at what is it telling you, and then see if maybe that shifts it for you too. And then
Absolutely.
you no longer need to have this thing, this what event or whatever rolling around in your world.
Exactly. Some people are like, well, you need to know, you need to know. And I'm just here to say, you really don't. You know, it's once you make this shift, you realize, and you know nothing about what's going on over there now. And it really does not impact your life whatsoever to not know. I mean, it impacts it in a positive way that you're
Positively,
not
yeah.
pulled into
You're
that,
not
all that
worrying
stuff.
about it. You're not amplifying that energy with worry and fear.
No, but it's like you really don't need to know these
Well, and
things.
as light workers, we're being asked to not jump into that energy because it is amplifying it. So if you want that to resolve, do the opposite and do what we were talking about earlier. Quiet the mind, send love and energy and healing thoughts to the leaders of the world, to the countries that are being affected. If you want to be involved, do it in love, not in fear.
Yeah,
That
let
would
that be
be.
the only emotion you send. Yeah, because otherwise we get pulled into all these emotions and now we're emotionally involved. Now it is our issue and our situation. And now I got to do something about it. It's not yours to do anything about. It's for, you know, send it love because it is something going on. If you're aware of it, if it's you're in the middle of it, well, now you have a different role in there, but you can still be the calm in the storm.
Yeah.
It's all your choice on how you want to react to things.
Yeah.
What you want to believe.
Right. Okay. Sorry. That was just something that was just popping in. It's like, yeah, this stuff is always going on. It for as long as I can remember, it's always
That's a really cool revelation.
anything going on.
Yeah.
And we get to decide which version of it we're going to receive.
If we
So.
want to be part of it. If we want to, you know what, yeah, what, and that's what we're saying. That's the huge part is you don't have to be part of it. You can take some of it, leave the rest out, go alone, or just let the whole thing go. You know, you do not have to have it. It's your choice completely. Yeah, I
All
there
right.
was some you have to, you need to know this. I remember some, you need to know this. No, I really don't.
Yeah.
They, yeah, that's just their belief system.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. They're going to have that experience. You know, we're all creating the experiences we're having. And knowledge is power around that, I think, we just, what if we change what we're thinking, change what we're saying, change, there's so many books out there, change what you're saying, and it's like it'll change your life.
Absolutely.
And it's very true. So, and we love you guys. Like we've met many of you at the retreats and see you here in the chats and you guys are so supporting and we want you to feel the peace and the harmony in your life. And that's why we talk about these things because it's possible.
Exactly.
All right. Tiffy. I'm
Still
sure she likes all those little names I give her.
not like I haven't heard him before.
Terms of endearment.
Aww. What does it mean when your face changes while doing mirror work?
Ooh.
I've seen that happen too, yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's a long time ago that I did that. It's been a long time. That was some of the first things I did. And it was just like, I know some of the thought is that those are other lives. And is that the predominant thought?
Yeah, it's been years since I've done that. I did that before in a workshop where we
Yeah.
had a partner and we would just stare and their face would shift. And yeah, I think that was kind of the idea is that we were seeing alternate
Other lives, yeah.
realities and other versions of self and them and all the things. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very cool question though.
It is a cool question. I don't remember what all we did with it, if it was just looking at it, but I would maybe let's add another piece to it, maybe talk to it and see what it has to teach you, what it wants to say. Maybe go a little bit further with it. Because I don't remember ever doing that. Like
Yeah.
trying to engage. Do
See,
you?
what you just did there is remind it just makes me think of this ascension process, right? Like in our exercise, we did the thing where we saw each other's faces shift or mirror work where you see your own face shift. Now take it to the next level.
Yeah.
What does that mean? And I think that's
Exactly.
where
Because otherwise, we
the
come out of it and we're like, well, what was that all about? Find out when you're in there.
go
Just, or
ask.
now ask your higher self. I mean, you've got all the answers.
Yeah,
What was
and that's what we're
that
doing as we keep evolving. We just keep asking the
about?
next question and oh, this is happening. Well, what does that mean? Oh, what does that mean?
I think we forget
So,
we can ask. It's
yeah.
like, we can
It
know.
is kind
Yes,
of
you can
funny how we
know.
do forget, yeah.
Yeah.
But in this line of work with QHHT, that's one of the things we do is we get in there and we just keep asking questions. And it's so fun because then in life, I do that. I'll be like, well, why is that? Well, why did
Yeah.
that happen? Well, what does it want me
Yeah,
to
be
know?
very curious. You get so
Yeah.
much information if you just be curious.
And don't assume you know the answer
Yeah.
because sometimes we don't.
Yeah,
And it's
exactly.
like, oh, that is way, like, there's no part of me that could have made that up. Yeah.
Exactly.
And yet it'll ring true. And so, I don't know how many times I've said, well, that wasn't anywhere on my radar, but yet it totally rang true and was very helpful information. So,
Yeah.
all right. That was a good question.
Very
All
good.
right. Tiffy. Let's see how many of these I can do. I could say her name like a dozen times in a row or something.
As fast as you can.
Yeah, that would be entertaining for everyone.
Yeah.
See, it was entertaining.
And then we'll make a song to it. It'll be a rap.
There we go.
We'll have you sing it.
Yes. After and get my voice back together.
Or
Tiffany the
not.
most high. Thank
Ooh.
you. I don't know if that's up in the sky or, other high, but I'll take up
Whichever
with
one makes
the
it happy for you.
sky. I recently got a blood test to check my fatigue, and it said I had extremely low iron and vitamin D. How may I
Okay.
navigate this so that it does not come back?
Well, again, ask your body, what's it, I mean, you have tests, and this is where it's like, well, I have this, so this is what it's all about. But it all comes from this other. It's like, why are you being tired? Why is this? I mean, people say, well, it's because I have low iron. I have low, I have deficiencies and stuff. But it's not that. Those are just, you grabbed onto those as a soul. You
Those
grabbed
are your
onto that.
3D answers.
Sorry?
Those are like more like the 3D answers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, ask your body why, what's going on? What is it? What do you want me to know? What are you trying to tell me? I mean, those are just, like I said, yeah, 3D just to support what you already know. But just ask your body what it's trying to tell you and go from there. I mean, meanwhile, you can work on the, okay, eat more iron-rich foods and take iron supplements, whatever, vitamin D also, just enrich those things. But that's not what it's all about. It's about something else. So find that out. You can do the others are fine. That's not going to hurt you, but talk to your
Yeah.
body.
Yeah.
What's it trying to tell you?
Look at the symptoms. What's right? Like, what are the symptoms How would you describe them? That might help you.
When did they start? What was going on in your life at that time? That gives you huge clues.
They said the last time it happened was 4 years ago when their father passed. Now they're saying, I feel that asking my body is the hard part as I'm unsure what to hear for.
You just ask, and it'll be the very first thing that comes to mind. You're not listening for something. Don't try. It's just you just ask, what are you trying to tell me? And you don't have to vision. You can either talk to the body, you can talk to your higher self. It doesn't matter what it is. You're just putting it out there. The very first thing you hear, sense, know, any of that, that's your answer. And you just trust it. So rather than trying to put a label on it, or it's got to sound like this, or it's got to look like this, that's when we get, that's our conscious mind trying to control it and trying to, that we block it when we do things like that. So just be completely open and just see what happens. Just see what you get from it. And then from there, you can ask more questions.
Yeah.
Whatever you get, follow up with more questions.
Yeah. I just, I tell people ask questions like you've never been here before and you have no clue. Like this is your first time to Earth and you don't know what any of this is
I
about and
love
just
it.
why? What does that mean? How does that work? Tell
It's
me
like
more.
be that kid, that child. That's what are they? Why? I want to know it all because I don't know. That's they need to understand so we can be like that. I love that. Be like you've never been here before.
Yeah. All right. Oh, we got plenty of time. What else we got, Tiffany?
So this
Tiffy, go
question.
Fiffy, banana, banana, go Fiffy. Oh, sorry.
No, no, keep going.
Goodbye,
Keep going,
Tiffany.
please. Tiffany.
Now we're feeding off of each other. Aren't you glad you showed up tonight?
Tiffany Starqueen, thank you. I'm
Oh,
glad
very
you
nice.
recognize.
Yeah.
This will probably have to be the last question because they've addressed me appropriately, so we can go for them.
We'll drag it out then.
This is so similar to a previous question. How should I deal with a friend who does Bible study and doesn't think there's any other path to God other than what she's been taught?
Yeah, my friend, you respect them for their own
It's
beliefs.
not your job to change their mind.
No, just as you wouldn't want them trying to convert you,
Oh,
you
maybe
don't
that's
try.
the lesson. Maybe
Go with that.
that's that. Think about how you would feel if they were when they're trying to convert you. You don't like it.
May on your side, you're like, I have the truth. I have all the information. Well, they think the same thing,
And you're both right
and you're both right. Exactly.
for
And
your
they are right for
reality.
where they are. Absolutely. So it's not about converting anybody. It's you live your truth. Hopefully they live their truth,
Yeah, we can
and
support them in that.
it's not about changing other people. It's about you live your truth and be happy. Go
Yeah.
your way. We just influence by being around people, but it's not for us. There may get some rub off, just by watching how you live, but that's not why we're doing this. We're here, just do you. You do you, you and what you believe, and the rest of the world will adapt. Either they will be your friend and they will respect you as you're respecting them, or they leave. They will go do something else, and that's okay. I know, says I don't want to lose all my friends. You'll get new ones. You'll get different ones that resonate and feel the same way as you.
Yeah.
I hope
Yeah.
that's not cold. I know some people's like, well, I don't want to lose all this, but it's like you're not losing. Everybody's just moving around. How do you feel about
Right. And I think that, if this is an important person to you, maybe you sit down and have that conversation and say, hey, we obviously have different belief systems, and I'm going to respect and honor yours if you'll respect and honor mine, and let's just make this a non-subject between us, and let's just be the best versions of ourselves that we can be.
Absolutely.
And if they're up for that, then that's a true friend. And if they can't handle that, then they get to have that experience, and you can just be the best version of yourself. And it's one of those stages of ascension, I think, where we are pulling away from old the old constructs and the loved ones that are still in the old constructs. You know, by the way, they're not asleep. So
No.
that's one of the questions we get a lot. What do we do about the ones that are still asleep? There's nobody that's still asleep. They're exactly where they need to be for the path that they have chosen and the role they're playing in this world.
Right.
So, you know, just trust that they're doing what they need to be doing and that there's a reason why they're following the path they're following and they're getting what they need from that.
Yeah.
So, you know, just support your friend and, you know, there's going to be some really knowledgeable things that come from their belief systems. You know, if you the way that I used to talk about it with my mom when we were kind of going through some of our spiritual courses together is that it's like the more we learn, the more we realized everyone has a piece to a bigger puzzle, you know, and it's like so everyone's right in their own.
Yeah.
This was before I even realized everyone's just right. But even back then, I was like, well, you know, all of these feel like pieces to a puzzle that if we all could just realize we're all saying the same thing, we're just saying it differently. And, you know, we could make a nice, beautiful puzzle out of this. There's going to be some brilliant things that come from your friend from that Christianity point of view. And things that you can learn from that. And they're
Yeah.
going to learn from you when you share how you're doing things and how what it means to you and how that translates through your system. So I'd say just do your best and learn from each other. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a mutual respect that respect each other's belief systems, your space, your growth. Yeah, because it always goes back to, yeah, how would you like to be treated? You know, you wouldn't want to be them pounding on you and saying you have to believe the way I believe you, and I want to convert you. See, and so you don't want to come, you don't want to be doing that to somebody else.
Yeah.
So they're where they are for a reason, and sometimes like where they're always playing roles. Everybody plays roles for each other. So, you know, it can be getting you to this place where you're asking these deeper questions. Because that could be exactly what was needed to get you there.
I agree very much so. All right. Well, I think we're at that point where we need to let's there's probably some people that came in after you made the initial
Ah.
announcement. Do you want to announce
Yeah.
the
Yeah, for QHHT, we have officially locked in our venue. And so we can start saying where and when it is. We don't have it on the website yet. That will hopefully come within the next week or so, where we'll have it where you can actually start registering, because we need our agenda to be solid, so that we're not pulling surprises on you. So we're getting those details ironed out. If you've seen, we've done that before, right? Little
I'm
surprises.
laughing from experience.
So, but it will be on the Labor Day weekend, September 3rd to the 7th, and it will be in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And we will be able to announce, you know, very soon we'll announce the hotel and everything. We just, you know, don't worry about it. They have plenty of rooms. They have, you know, it's really, really good pricing. So you'll be okay.
Like that, you'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
Unless
Trust.
the aliens come and take you.
True. I mean,
But if they do, Julia and I will be on the ship too, and we'll be
yeah.
having a ship party.
We'll just say, hey, drop us off over here for a few days.
No kidding. Where do we want to go? Do we want to
But so that's coming up. And so just mark your calendars. It's enough to get you know, where you can do that. I know some Aussies like to go ahead and get their flights. You can officially do that now. And I will let you know personally as well, that you are good to go now.
Yeah,
So.
wonderful. Yeah, that is the trick, isn't it? When you're trying to plan from a big travel,
Yes.
that's, and it's gonna be so fun to see everybody. It's been too long, I think. You know, it feels like it's been a long time since Asheville was the last one, right?
And it was May, wasn't it? In May, yeah, a year ago. So we're
Yeah,
almost a year out.
so Asheville. Yeah. So this will be a lot of fun. Get to see everybody again, reconnect. And you know, it's always fun to figure out where it ends up because sometimes it moves around, doesn't end up where they initially tried to
Yep.
put it. And where it ends up landing, we always know that that's going to be such a powerful place for us all to gather.
Yes.
And like last year's North Carolina, you guys were planning that before they had all the floods
Yeah, the
and terrible
hurricane
things,
and
the hurricane, yeah. So then, here we are. It was planned far enough ahead that they were able to recover, and we were all able to get over there and just you guys have to know that, and hopefully I have time to share this. North Carolina was so spectacular because we went and we thought, oh, we're gonna go and help them and bring all this energy.
We're gonna heal
We're
it.
gonna help heal the land. We're gonna spread our love. And we had all these great intentions, and we got there and realized, and the locals were sharing with us, yeah, we were one of the first areas to be reset to 5D. And we felt it. We could feel it.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, you never know what New Mexico
Exactly.
is gonna bring.
No, not at
That'd be
all.
so cool.
So
All right.
if it feels right to be there, be there. I mean, it's important. You'll know. And anything QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com, and we will be announcing that. If you want to get, like, as soon as we get all those details and we're ready to register, get on our mailing list for that. So on the event page, you can fill out a form to make sure you will be notified as soon as the tickets go on sale.
Perfect.
So you want to do that.
Okay.
So yeah.
QHHTofficial.com, and I think he's going to shut us off, so
I
we're going to
agree. He says it time.
say
Love you, everybody.
it. Okay, guys. Thank you, Tiffany.
Bye. Thank you, Tiff.
Tiffy, Tiffy, Bo Biffy, Banana, Fana, Foo.